This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Senior BJP MP Om Birla will be the NDA nominee for the Lok Sabha Speaker, while opposition INDIA bloc has fielded Congress MP K. Suresh for the post. Both the candidates today filed their nominations for the Speaker's post, for which the election is scheduled to be held tomorrow. Earlier, the government and opposition failed to reach to a consensus for the post. Talking to media outside Parliament, Union Minister Piyush Goyal said senior Union Ministers Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and J.P. Nadda had a meeting with Congress leader K.C. Venugopal and DMK MP T.R. Balu over the issue. The second day of the 18th Lok Sabha today began with newly elected MPs taking oath as the members of the House. As the House met for the day, Advocate Goval Kagra Parvi of Congress took oath in Hindi, while another party MP, Bachhav Shobha, took oath in Marathi. BJP MP Smita Uday Wagh also took oath in Marathi. The oath-taking ceremony is underway. A total of 266 MPs took oaths yesterday and the remaining MPs will take oath today. Vice President and Chairman of the Rajya Sabha, Jagdeep Dhankar, administered oaths to the newly elected member of Rajya Sabha, Sunetra Ajit Pawar, in Parliament House today. On the occasion, Minister of State of the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, L. Murugan, and Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman, Harivansh, were among those present. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will remain in jail as the Delhi High Court today stayed the trial court order granting him bail in a money laundering case. A vacation bench of Justice Sudhir Kumar Jain pronounced its verdict on a plea by the Enforcement Directorate seeking a stay on the trial court order granting bail to Kejriwal. The High Court agreed with the ED's allegations that the trial court did not hear the probe agency properly. Earlier, the Supreme Court yesterday adjourned Kejriwal's petition challenging the High Court order of staying the trial court's order and posted the case for hearing on Wednesday. The first meeting of the High-Level Committee of Experts constituted by the Ministry of Education to ensure transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations through National Testing Agency was held yesterday. Talking to media in New Delhi, the chairman of the committee, Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, said that the first priority of the committee is to elicit concerns and suggestions from the students and parents for which the committee will engage with them. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been freed from UK prison after deal with US authorities. It will see him plead guilty to criminal charges of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defence information. WikiLeaks said in a post on social media platform that Assange was granted bail by the High Court in London after spending more than 5 years in jail. He would spend no time in US custody as per the conditions finalized in a tentative deal with the US Justice Department. Extremely heavy rainfall is likely over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall along the west coast and over northeast India during next 4 to 5 days. IMD further added, conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into remaining parts of north, west, central, east and some parts of northwest India during next 2 to 3 to 4 days. Meanwhile, the national capital is likely to witness light rain and thunderstorm for the next 5 to 6 days. In ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, Afghanistan defeated Bangladesh by 8 runs by DLS method in a nail-biting match at Kingston in St. Vincent. With this win, Afghanistan advanced to the semi-final as the fourth team and in the process knocked Australia out of the World Cup. Medium-fast bowler Naveen Ul Haq of Afghanistan won the title of player of the match for bagging 4 wickets and locking the victory of Afghanistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.